Hello, everyone. Welcome to the April 26th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the heavenly agenda for April 26th to May 3rd and beyond? Okay, so there's a big changes coming this week in the zodiac. A new important pattern is emerging, which we all want to know about. First part of it is tomorrow, Monday, April 27th, when Mercury changes signs, leaving Aries and entering Taurus. In so doing, Mercury separates from Mars, which is a good thing for Mercury, since Mercury and Mars are enemies. Instead, Mercury will now join up with its friend, Venus. Mercury, as the planet of rational thinking, does well with Venus, the planet of harmony and agreement. Unfortunately, this arrangement only lasts for this week. Venus will soon be leaving Taurus, to be replaced by Mars, which will be coming into Taurus at the end of the week. When that happens, Mercury will once again have to contend with its enemy, Mars. Another thing to keep in mind, instead of zipping through the sign in 3 weeks like it usually does, Mercury will get stuck in Taurus for nearly 3 months, due to having to go through a retrograde phase, which starts on May 18th. So, everyone gets to experience the planet of making rational choices in the sign of tangible outcomes for a good many weeks. Which is not a bad thing, except for the time period when Mercury will be simultaneously retrograde and conjunct Mars, which is a bad thing. I'll have plenty to say about that in an upcoming show when the time draws near. Meanwhile, for the next few weeks, the decision-making process will be fueled by a desire to have some solid, worthy Taurian results for the efforts or money expended. This serious attitude gets further reinforced by Saturn, the planet of realism, which will be influencing Mercury from the other side of the zodiac. Since Saturn is the planet of control and discipline, for politicians, this means staying on message. Then, part two is Venus changing signs on Saturday, May 2nd, when it leaves Taurus and enters Gemini. The planet of love and romance will be in the most dualistic sign of the zodiac, Gemini, for all of May, until May 30th. So, this is not bad. Gemini is a fun sign, a bit of a flirt, and Venus doesn't mind that. It's just maybe a bit unreliable as far as Venus significations go. There will also be a special relationship between Venus and Mercury because they are going to be in each other's signs. Mercury in Venus's sign Taurus, with Venus in Mercury's sign Gemini. In Vedic astrology, this is called a Parivatana Yoga, an exchange of signs. Since Venus and Mercury are friendly towards each other, this relationship can be a good thing, until Mercury runs into trouble when it goes into its retrograde period and is simultaneously assaulted by Mars. Then the relationship with Venus becomes a liability for Venus, and the planet of value, finance, and pleasures will be at a disadvantage due to the mess happening in its own sign, Taurus. So, the third part of the pattern is on Sunday, May 3rd, when Mars changes signs, leaving Aries and entering Taurus. This puts the planet of action in the sign of tangible rewards, which overall is not a bad thing, especially for those who have a materialistic bent. Since Mars will be with Mercury, the planet of making decisions, we can guess that the potential material payoff of any action will be paramount in figuring out whether to proceed or not. But then there's another feature of Mars being in Taurus, which is not good. While transiting through Taurus, Mars will be opposite to its enemy, Saturn, which is hanging out across the zodiac in Scorpio, which happens to be one of Mars's signs. Thus, Mars and Saturn will be in mutual aspect, in other words, influencing each other. Since both of these planets are natural malefics, this is not good. And, since they are enemies in Vedic astrology, the problem is compounded. Mars wants to get moving and achieve results. Cautious Saturn puts the brakes on everything. Saturn is even more entrenched and less inclined to promote any change because it is currently retrograde. So, this leads to a lot of frustration and anger, and things start to deteriorate in all kinds of ways. The worst of it will be while the two planets are exactly opposite, which happens in the middle of the month. Next week, I'll go through the zodiac and give predictions for each sign so that you can know what to expect in your own life. And here's one more thing. Also on Sunday, May 3rd, when Mars is changing signs, it will be the full moon in Libra. Full moon days are high-energy days, known for extreme ocean tides, howling wolves, people prowling the streets, and so on. This full moon comes with an unusual pattern. It is exactly square to Jupiter, which itself is in the moon's sign, Cancer. In Vedic astrology, we say that Jupiter is in mutual kendra to the moon. This is a powerful energy setup, and not a bad one, since Jupiter is the great benefic, and it is exalted in the moon's sign, Cancer. So, we can expect next weekend to be strong for events, and more so for anyone personally, if there are natal planets, which are in the signs Aries, Libra, or Cancer. Here's someone we all know who qualifies, Hillary Clinton. Jupiter will, in fact, be nearly exactly on top of her natal Mars in her 10th house of public actions, while the full moon lights up her ascendant nearly on top of her natal Venus. So, we can expect something from her next Sunday, for sure. Okay, that'll do it for this week's look at the heavens. Thank you for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.